Attributes of God. God is omniscient, meaning he knows all things. He knows all things past, present, and future. God does not learn new information, and nothing takes him by surprise. He knows what will happen and is working all things for his glory and the good of those who love him. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Thanks for your help, Jimmy. This is Wretched Radio.
That's what I'm here for.
I know what reflexology is.
Oh, I wanted to make sure.
Because there's a question about reflexology.
Yes.
That somebody sent to idea@wretched.org or texted 877-282-2337.
That was Nancy. She did. She wanted to know if reflexology is a sin.
Well, Nancy, reflexology is a complementary?
Yes.
It's a complementary therapy that involves applying complementary.
That's what it says.
That involves applying pressure to specific points on the feet, hands, and ears. So what was the question? I'm sorry. I'm too busy mocking you.
I know you are. Is that a sin?
To do reflexology? Most likely not. I mean, anything could be based, of course, on your heart. I think reflexology is, there's more detail to it than therapy where you put pressure on your feet or on your hands and on your ears. Reflexology proper isn't just pressure points. Those pressure points, they are connected to organs in your body. And so you can have it. So like in the sole of your foot, that's connected to your kidney. So rub that and your kidneys are better. I don't know that there's any scientific proof that supports that. I haven't seen any regarding reflexology. Not that I'd let anybody touch my feet, but the point is, I don't think there's anything scientific that supports it is a health. It will improve your organ health. Can it relax you? Sure. Of course it can. You would be shocked. Your ears have like so much tension in them. Your hands too. Have you ever let somebody like rub your hand? Now you can do it yourself. It's not the same, is it? And so I think that there can be some therapeutic benefit. It might relax you, keep you from being tense. Does it improve your heart health? I don't think so. So do I think it's a sin? No, I don't. You want to go get your feet rubbed? Well, it's not foot rubbing. It's more like, it's like, you know, like pushing points in your body. I don't know. Now, this is what you could ask the AI machine about this. Is reflexology connected to any sort of Chinese medicine that it has anything to do with your qi? It may, because it sounds like it's at least a cousin. Practice it if you'd like. But I might suggest this, though, too. Please don't do that and neglect what is definitely scientific. A lot of medicine is scientific. Aren't we getting tainted in our attitude toward medicine these days? I know I am. I'll call up the pharmacy because you're trying to get a prescription filled. Thank you for calling Fick Pickett, Walgreens, CVS. Did you know right now it's flu season and you should get a vaccine? Thank you for calling the Costco Pharmacy. If you're over 55, you're going to get shingles and it's going to be horrific. Would you like to get a vaccine? I'm like, oh, you and your vaccines. And I'm not anti-vax with everything, but the whole vaccination push during COVID, making you take something, I think that just bristles against our American sensibilities. And I think with just how they, the whole COVID diagnosing of it and what they said will help you get through it, and that they suppressed actual medicine that would help you get better. And then you've got the remdesivir, and it's like, just kind of losing trust in science. And that's kind of a bad thing because, yes, I believe that there are bad people in big pharma. I do. They're just in it to get rich. They've got the wrong motive. They probably don't even realize it themselves, but we're doing good and getting really rich. Like, if you profit from something, okay. But when that's the impetus behind something like medicine, church work, education, I say you got the wrong motive and you're in the wrong business. Some of that stuff is corrupt, but so much of it is so good. It really is. It is so good. And there are really smart people that are genuinely trying to help. Yeah, the system, I think, is totally gummed up. And I think we could all lament and bellyache. Hey, they could. So, for instance, maybe you've heard there's better. They actually know that you've heard this. There are cures to cancer. They just don't want you to know them. Okay, I don't know if that's true or not, but what does it do? It develops inside of me this kind of skeptical attitude about all medicine, and I think we need to be a little bit more discriminating and recognize there is a lot of good medicine that happens. A lot of good medicine. Jimmy, you've never been shy about this. You're the benefactor of good medicine.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Something that you got, that if you've got it like a minor health issue, if this had been 100 years ago, there's a good chance you'd be dead.
Yeah, I agree.
So look, I'm not waving a flag for big pharma or for all medicine. We see that there's corrupt people that want to mutilate children, that want to abort babies. We reject all of that, of course, but don't let that taint the good that God has provided through medicine. God has healed millions of people through medicine. It is a gift. Be discriminating, but don't throw out the baby with the bathwater, because I think that's a pretty big baby you'd be throwing out. Jimmy, what'd you learn about the reflexology roots? Anything Chinese?
Yes. It says it's closely related to the traditional Chinese medicine.
Yeah.
But that's...
Did it start through a different channel?
It doesn't really say. The connection is traditional Chinese medicine. It rests on the ancient Chinese belief of qi.
Yeah, the life force points in you.
Right.
That you need to go get those ungunked.
Right.
Through pressure. So reflexology, as best I understand it, it is a little bit different. It's designed, I think, mostly for organ health. It will improve your health. Not sure. Might it relax you if you like people touching your feet? 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from Jimmy. Todd.
Why don't you just ask it, Jimmy?
Is it a sin?
There can't be two Jimmys.
Nobody else in the world is named Jimmy.
How many people? No, it's Jim or James. There's not a lot of Jimmys.
This is from James.
Now that Stuart died.
He wants to know, is it a sin for someone to cut their fingernails in the office?
Yes. Especially if you leave them trimmings without picking them up. That's like a double sin. Oh. No, it is a sin to clip your nails in earshot of any human being on the planet. It is a sin to clip your nails unless you are in a soundproof safe. Please don't sin, especially in my presence. Drives me nuts. It truly is. I know that I've said this before. It is such a phenomenon. This to me demonstrates how much we love ourselves. If Jimmy right now, like he was going to be kind of cheeky, and he kept his mic on and he took a fingernail clipper and he just did one, I would bristle so hard.
I can't.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
That's right.
Contrast that to, I could take off my shoes and socks right now, clip all 10 of my Tootsies, and it wouldn't bother me a bit. You do it. What is that? I suppose it's probably in the DSM-5 someplace. I just say that it's a sound that bothers me unless I'm doing it, because I love myself so much. It doesn't bother me, because how could I do anything unloving when I'm so amazing? Because I love me so much. I think that illustrates and I think brings color to Jesus' commandment to love your neighbor the way you love yourself, because you love yourself the most. And so do I. That's why Jesus, washing the disciples' feet, this is how we're supposed to live with each other. We're supposed to be foot washers. Thankfully, not literally because of our current cultural context, but we're supposed to be doing what? Esteeming others as better than ourselves. Oh, man, it's radical. There's so many people that are skeptics or atheists or critical of the Bible. They'll read things like that in the Bible. And they won't be struck by how counter human they are, because who do I want to put first? Me. I don't want to put out on you, but I want to put me first, because I'm me and I have such a special interest in me. And so Jesus saying, no, others, not self. Now, many people would just go, yes, that's nice. We should live that way. They have no idea how radical that is. I think I heard Ben Shapiro say to Bill Maher, when they were arguing over their understanding of morality and that Bill Maher's understanding of morality, Ben Shapiro said, look, you were born on third base, Bill. You were born baked in this sort of morality. You grew up in this sort of morality. You didn't develop this morality. It is a Judeo-Christian morality. And that is so true. And so we can have a tendency to think that his commands for us aren't radical, that the Christian life isn't like, whoa, so counter, so different. But it is. And I think nail clipping demonstrates that. 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from Brian. I should have asked this earlier, but he said, Ty, would you consider a mega cap as merch idea? Make evangelism great again.
No, but I think I know somebody, mate. No, not he doesn't mate. You don't. Do you mate in New Zealand?
I don't know what they do.
It's a beautiful country, yeah. The New Zealand. I think I know somebody who would then. But you know what? Maybe not. It might actually. I'm building my case in my mind. I will try to make the case that having a cap or a t-shirt that says mega, make evangelism great again, could be a good idea, or it could be a very bad idea. Next on Wretched Radio.
History is full of kings, and every single one of those kings, well, they're gone now. Except one. One King continues to reign, and Exalt the King with Todd Friel is a weekly podcast about that very King. Todd is the pastor of Alpharetta Bible Church, and every single week he takes a passage of scripture and he preaches it the way it was meant to be preached, until you can see Jesus in all of his beauty and glory. And Todd will be the first to tell you, he's after more than just your attention. He preaches to stir your heart, because a King this glorious deserves to be loved, and a heart that loves him follows him gladly. So come and hear for yourself what happens when the Word of God lifts Christ up where he belongs. Exalt the King with Todd Friel. There's a new episode every week wherever you listen to podcasts or on FortisPlus.org. Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Now, be honest with me for a second. Is your marriage thriving, or is it just surviving? Are you and your spouse building something together, or are you just really trying to get through another week without another major blow up? And Fortis Institute fellow pastor Brad Bigney hosts a podcast called Thrive, and that's exactly what it's all about. What it looks like for marriages and families to actually flourish instead of just holding it all together. Brad is a pastor, he's a certified biblical counselor, and as I said, a Fortis Institute fellow, and he brings decades of experience to helping real couples work through the real stuff. And this is the kind of Christ-centered content that we're producing every single day here at Fortis Institute, and it's only made possible because of our gospel partners. And if our ministry has helped you in any type of way, we would love it if you would prayerfully consider joining us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Help us reach more families with the truth of God's word. You can find out how right now at FortisInstitute.org. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel.
Some struggles stay hidden for years. For many Christian women, pornography is one of them, and the shame surrounding it keeps them silent.
If you're listening and this is your struggle, I want you to know that shame and secrecy are not God's will for you.
Out of the Shadows is a three-part series from Fortis Institute hosted by our very own Libby Glosson, and it was made for the woman who believes she's the only one.
If you've written yourself off as someone outside of God's mercy, hear me. You are not too far gone. Sin is real, yes. But so is forgiveness.
Out of the Shadows, streaming right now for free on Fortis Plus, with a free study guide to go along with it. You don't have to keep this struggle in the shadows, because there is hope and there is forgiveness and there is freedom in Christ. Available right now at FortisPlus.org.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teaches us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the true vine.
The Old Testament describes Israel as a vine planted in the desert. Jesus is the true vine, and those who trust in him are grafted in to receive life and nourishment from Christ.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
50-50. I'd say it's a 50-50 idea. This is Wretched Radio. Thank you for sending questions to idea@wretched.org, including, what do you think about this merch idea? Mega. Make evangelism great again. I say it's a 50-50 idea. Who's going to love it? Republicans, who are probably Christians. Get it? Mega instead of MAGA. Got it? Funny. Good word. If, on the other hand, you're a Democrat, which means you don't believe in Jesus, they're going to hate it. They are going to hate it. It is going to be, I don't want to call it a stumbling block, but wow, you are starting off on the wrong foot, aren't you? Got to be careful when it comes to messaging. And we've got to be careful with it, with the way we conduct ourselves. We don't want to be doing things, saying things, presenting things that just distract. If we want to evangelize, what could we say that would make a Democrat comfortable? What might we? What message should we lead with that causes them to put their guard down a little bit? I think anything related to Donald Trump. I'm telling you that I don't like these terms that people like, especially when our president like uses terms to describe people, or he changes a vowel and makes their name sound silly or funny. So I'm not a fan of this descriptor, Trump derangement syndrome. But it's real. It's real. I've seen it. And it's the only thing that explains just the outrage and the desire to kill people. It's like, wow, there's something going on. So if it has something to do with somebody who is so despised, it's clever, but I just don't think I would trade clever for the anger that's going to come from it. So I say 50-50. Maybe Ray will make one. 877-282-2337. I'll send it to Ray. Here you go. Merch idea, Ray. I wonder what he'll say.
I don't know.
Jimmy, I got to tell you, I think I mentioned this earlier this week. I am caught in the most otherworldly communication that is going on right now with Ken Ham, Ray Comfort, and a couple of other, I think there's a couple of others are in this thread. The way Australians and New Zealanders talk to each other is not the way we do it here. It's Wait. Like, I'm just eating popcorn. These two, I'm telling you, it's like, you can just hear the joy and love that they have for one another as they just bust each other's chops. It's just amazing. I just sit and eat the popcorn and just watch it and go, this is just culturally so different. They express affection through sarcasm. You know what that means, Jimmy? We were born in the wrong continent.
That's right.
If that's the way it is in Australia, I wish I were born there. 877-282-2337.
How else are you supposed to express affection for your friends?
I don't know, by expressing it.
Okay. All right.
There's always that.
This is from Tom. It's a text. He says, Todd, I would like to know how I can learn to respond biblically when I feel overlooked, less valued, or less capable than someone else without becoming discouraged or obsessed with proving myself.
Read the first part of that again, Jimmy.
I would like to know how I can learn to respond biblically.
How I can respond biblically. Mm-hmm. Now, I wonder if he's talking about responding biblically to them, or how he responds to the reality that he's not receiving that sort of affirmation.
Yeah, that could have gone either way.
Well, I'm going to go with the latter, because I think maybe this will be a better word. Let's do the former also. Can you bring it to people's attention? Sure. Going to be a little difficult because it could come across as being like vain. But any time with a brother that something is happening that is hurting you, we should have the liberty to discuss those things. That should be true in marriage. It should be true as Christians in the church, that when stuff comes up, that we have the liberty to be able to say, hey, bro, you've been doing this, and can I just tell you, it kind of stings when you do that? That should be so easy in the context of the church. I hope it is true in your church. But how do you react to that reality that perhaps you're not receiving encouragement from others? I think I would encourage you to turn your gaze in a different direction, because you have all the encouragement you need, all of it. Who is for you? Who is never against you? Who believes that you are the apple of his eye? Who loves you with the heat of 10,000 suns? The answer, of course, is the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He loves you. You are affirmed in him. You are approved by him because of his redemptive work. We don't need affirmation from anybody else when we realize we have the only affirmation that genuinely matters. Yeah, it's nice to get attaboys. It's nice to have people say good things about you. But we don't need those things when we are fully satisfied in the affirmation that we receive in the Lord Jesus Christ. So if that is the angle that you're dealing with this, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look long in his wonderful face, and the things of this world, affirmation, attaboys, they'll grow strangely dim in the light of his affirmation, his approval. And by the way, we can all benefit from having that thought. If you're worried about your body size, shape, type, height, whatever, yeah, the world might judge it. Who cares? I mean, who cares? Doesn't matter. It really doesn't. We do live for an audience of one. We do live coram deo. Who cares if somebody thinks you're ugly? Really, who cares? Jesus doesn't think you're ugly. Talk about this, by the way, in my new book, Go Serve Your King. There's actually a chapter dedicated, I think, to beauty. At least a lot is dedicated to beauty and the aging process. And why we just do not need to be the whipping boy or girl for Hollywood, for Cosmopolitan magazine, for the celebrity culture, the fashion industry. You don't have fancy clothes. So God doesn't really see any big deal in fancy clothes. He doesn't love you more because you're wearing clothes from the Salvation Army. He doesn't care. In fact, you could say he's more pleased because you're willing to wear those without grumbling. God's priorities are radically different. And when we live in light of his affirmation and approval, oh, who cares what the servants think when the king says, I am his and I am loved. By the way, you can get that chapter in Go Serve Your King, available wherever you do book buying business. Would be super grateful if you'd participate in the pre-sale campaign we currently have going on right now. Jimmy, can you explain why I'm whispering for such an extended amount of time as if I'm doing some sort of an aside?
I really honestly don't know, because you're going to read a bunch tomorrow.
They say whispering is harder on your voice.
I think so. I've heard that too.
I don't believe it. But they say it. It's on the internet.
Who is they?
877. My point exactly. Who are they? Who cares what they say? 877-282-2337.
Right, this is from Tristan. Todd, last week you talked about the rubber Jesus figurines people leave around. What do you think about gospel tracts disguised as $5, $10, and $20 bills? As a former server, I loathe them. Maybe people's hearts are in the right place, but it just rubs me the wrong way.
Here's what happened. It's the last week. I think somebody asked about, have you seen them, the little Jesus figurines or the Jesus duck figurines? Bump into a dude and he starts talking about the Jesus figurines and how much he loves them. Jimmy, it is a blessing that I have a tongue today. He was so enthusiastic. I just didn't want to come across as a wet blanket. I thought there were more important issues. Oh, yeah, we put him every blame. We leave, and I'm like, you do, do you? Okay. Got to know which fish to fry. I think there's a difference between those little Jesus figurines. It's like a little plastic Jesus and a gospel tract. One, I think, is blasphemous and probably idolatrous, and the other one is an attempt to share the gospel with somebody. Now, can I imagine that you wouldn't like them as a server? I suppose that could happen. That is why I think you've heard this encouragement before. If you are going to go out to eat and you're going to leave a gospel tract for them, I think there's two ways you can soften it. Number one, you can leave them a really big tip. Number two, which by the way, these days, a really big tip, what is that, like 75%?
Pretty much.
Unbelievable. Stop. It's just going to ask you a question. No, it's going to ask me. To do pickup. You go to pick up food, it's just going to ask you a question. Do you want to give 20, 25, or 30%? Are you kidding me? Are you really kidding me? Oh, pet peeve of mine. Probably not the only one that has that sort of pet peeve. I think the other thing that might soften it is if you've already talked to them about spiritual things. Hey, where are you at? Hey, where are you at in your walk with Jesus? I'm going to leave something at the end of the day. I hope you'll take the time to read it. So either if you want to give them money, I think that helps. Talking to them in advance helps. But I sure do think there's a difference between when you consider yourself to be a good person and a Jesus plastic figurine. Until tomorrow, go serve your King.